Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. So, are you missing your sports? That's the question. And I think it's more than just missing the sports. It's about how this is affecting a lot of people, from the players to those people that serve the consumers that are out there when they go to these events, and how's this all going to play out. So I had to go back to my favorite sports economist and ask him his opinion, and we've got a lot to talk about today. Professor Victor Matheson, College of the Holy Cross, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm good. I wish we could be meeting under better circumstances, but yeah, there certainly is a lot to talk about in the sports economics world, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. So I don't even know where to begin. I mean, like I said, I know that there have been repeats on television, which I usually normally
Gretchen,
wouldn't even gravitate toward. Yes.
You're a little choppy. My economist, he's clear, but you're a little choppy. Can I take a 30-second break and you call back into the show, please?
Yes. I will, but both of you all sound choppy, too.
Yeah.
Okay, yes,
yeah.
Right.
So we'll
okay, yes,
we'll
I'll come back in, and we'll have a lot to talk about.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the yard with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Please forgive the technical difficulties. We are trying to work them out. I am here with Professor Victor Matheson, College of the Holy Cross, who's going to talk a little bit about sports and the coronavirus and the economy. Professor Matheson, how do we handle this right now? What's going on, basically? What, for example, let's talk about what's happening with the players and the owners right now.
Yeah, so I think actually one really interesting thing to look at is I think for a lot of people in the United States, the moment that the COVID-19 crisis became real was actually the moment that the NBA said that it was suspending games. It literally suspended its season literally minutes when all of a sudden we have a situation where you've got massive companies like the NBA shutting down completely. I think it really became real. So the question is where the NBA and all the other leagues go from here. Essentially, every league in in the United States and the rest of the world is under suspension, as well as most major golf tournaments, most major tennis tournaments, essentially worldwide suspension of sports. Places like ESPN have started to broadcast past games, but that's not what drives us. That's not why people watch sports. They watch sports for the not knowing what's going to happen. So watching spectacular feats of skill isn't that exciting if you already know the outcome before we go. And now it's up to the players and the owners to figure out, first of all, when and if they can come back safely in any sort of reasonable time. And, you know, also, you know, what do you do if you're a player in the league? How do you pay your bills while you go forward?
Professor Masterson, I think there are ghosts in the machine or something. But can you come back later in the week and we can finish up this discussion, because it's not sounding good on either of our ends right now. So we want to make sure that we can have this discussion.
Fortunately, I don't think anything will change between now and later in the week. And so we'll be able to have the same conversation later in the week for sure.
Okay. All right. We'll talk
soon.
We'll
try to get you back Friday or Saturday, whatever we can do to fit into Gretchen's schedule. I apologize, but this is not good quality, and so we're going to have to try this again.
That is not a problem, and I'll look forward to talking with you here later this week or next.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Professor Matthews.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
bye,
you,
guys.
Princess. Thank you, listeners. Sorry about that. We will come back tomorrow, God willing. This is G's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment. Have a blessed day. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.